Welcome back to New Hampshire Today. News Radio 610 96.7, Jack Heath, New Hampshire Today. And pleased that U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte is joining us from Washington to talk about this issue that I've been doing an expose on this week on the show on our news radio network. And that's the plight of New Hampshire's fishermen, the men and women who are part of the dwindling fishing fleet. And a lot of it, I have found, has to do with some zealous overregulation on what they cannot catch. And we've been talking about the issue, and Senator Kelly Ayotte has been outspoken and tried in the past to get the attention of the Commerce Department or NOAA or other folks to revisit this. Senator, thanks for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. It's great to be with you. And this issue for our small fishermen in New Hampshire, who really so many of them are family businesses, have fished the waters off New Hampshire shores for generations. What NOAA has done to these fishermen with their catch share program, mm-hmm. with the Gulf of Maine cod quotas that went into effect May 1st, I mean, they're putting our small fishermen and women out of business. And this is, unfortunately, this catch share programs, it's a classic Washington government too big to fail policy,
right,
by a bunch of bureaucrats, because the people that get hit the hardest under this are the small fishermen.
Right. I had on Josh Wiersma from the works on behalf of the men and women who are professional fishermen. The two things, Senator, that amaze me: the number of professional boats has almost been cut in half in the last year. And you think of these people, like you said, farmers of the sea for generations, working hard, fuel prices, boat prices, labor prices, and then they get hit with almost an 80% restriction on the cod. And Josh was saying that the fishermen don't even agree that they're in danger of the cod. It was just a boat that did a towing exercise, and scientists came up that the cod species is in danger, and that's like their livelihood. And no one has met with the fishermen. They haven't reached out to them. They won't listen to them. What isn't government supposed to work for the people?
Yes, Jack, government is supposed to work for the people. And, you know, this situation is, if you think about it, the fishermen have as much interest as anyone else in making sure,
right,
that the cod stock is preserved, because that's their livelihood. That is how they and their families have fished our waters and made their living for generations. And what has happened is that it's the small fishermen, by the way, that get the hardest by these cuts, and that's who happens to fish for,
right,
New Hampshire, a lot of the small boats, the men and women who do this. And some fishermen in New Hampshire have said they'll only be able to fish for 3 days out of the entire 2013 fishing year under these quotas. And so many of them are selling their boats and surrendering their livelihoods, and it's a real loss for New Hampshire. And so I've introduced legislation to overturn this regulation and to come up with common sense measures with feedback from the fishermen to come up with reasonable limits on fishing that preserve the stock but allow our fishermen to continue what they've done for generations.
Yeah, Josh said that Wiersma the other day. He said Senator Ayotte has fought on our behalf. Have you gotten anywhere with the Commerce Department that oversees NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, which oversees the New England Fisheries Management Council? Have you gotten anywhere with them?
Okay, there's a new nominee for the Commerce Secretary, and I have pressed her very hard on this, and she is going to reexamine this. So I can tell you that having met with her, this is an important issue. I raised it directly with her. I told her about the plight of our fishermen. She's a very successful businesswoman, and so she does come at least from someone who understands, you know, the livelihood of businesses, large and small. And she'd heard me loud and clear on this, so I'm hopeful that with some new leadership in the Commerce Department and more pressure from Congress, I'm going to continue to fight for our fishermen, that we can turn this around.
Well, thank you, Senator Ayotte, because, you know, you said it best. The fishermen, like farmers, are interested in preserving their livelihood. They don't want something to go extinct. But, you know, they could have phased it in. They could have met with the fishermen, the men and women that know the waters. They won't even meet and talk with them. So we're going to hear also from someone from the Fisheries Management Council, and I'm going to ask questions. If they're open to revisiting it, would they take a phone call directly from you? Would they meet on behalf of our fishermen, and thank you for trying to speak to the new Commerce Secretary in this. So thank you very much, Senator Ayotte, and it sounds like you're not giving up in this fight.
No way. I'm not going to give up on it. Like I said, I know that the men and women who fish for their livelihood, they're great businesses, great family traditions off our coastlines, and also they care about sustaining the cod in our waters. And
Right. This
is a great way to make a living. I admire how hard they work, and we want to keep them in business.
And you know, Senator, you've been the subject of what I call some irrational political attacks, and we'll maybe get to that in a moment. But I think this example with the fishermen, and you've been so clairvoyant on New Hampshire live free and die principles, I think you and I would agree on this. There are some cases when it comes to food or our health and safety, our protection militarily, that regulations make sense. But then you look at the economy, and we wonder why the private sector is not growing. And it just seems every time that the small business people turn around, there's some regulatory overreach. And if we just got together and had common sense here, the fishermen and women wouldn't be selling their boats and going bankrupt, because this could have been prevented.
Hey, Jack, you just said it. Common sense. New Hampshire common sense to all this. And yes, I have to tell you, when I meet with businesses in New Hampshire, I have heard so many different stories on the regulatory front about how paperwork burdens from Washington that don't add to people's public safety or help consumers, just more answers that bureaucrats in Washington want, but make it hard for our businesses to thrive and grow. There's way too much of that. And we all agree in sensible and smart regulation to protect safety and health and our environment. But this fisherman example is an example of the bureaucracy run amok.
Well, thank you for your efforts, Senator Kelly Ayotte.
Thanks so much, Jack. Have a great day.
Yep, thanks.
Take care.
All right, back in a few.